Robert's Harry Dental on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
We know as adults that we need regular checkups, we need regular appointments at the dentist. But what happens when you have children? Today we're talking about primary school age children and how they can get used to the dentist, how they should do certain things to prevent too many trips to the dentist, and how best to deal with teeth in younger children. So here to talk to me today, I have Janet Jones, who's a dentist at Roberts Harry. Hello, Janet.
Hello.
Let's start, first of all, with zero age babies, tiny babies, and at some point they are going to have to come for their first appointment at the dentist. So what would you advise parents do in order to get kids used to the idea of coming in and having their teeth looked at?
Well, children usually start to get their first teeth through by the ages of 4 to 6 months in age. So if you can usually work on a strategy of, if they've had their first dental visit by the time they've had the first birthday, it's sort of from a very early age they then get used to coming to the dentist and maybe come with the parents. If the parents have checkups, come and just watch their parents have their teeth done at the same time.
Because there is a stereotype, isn't there, that coming to the dentist is scary, and I suppose actually we need to make sure that stereotype doesn't happen so that they're not nervous before they even come for their first appointment.
No, I mean, children aren't naturally nervous. It's us as parents that make our children nervous. So maybe do role play with your child to make it fun, to make them realise that actually having their teeth looked at isn't scary. There's all sorts of books nowadays, Peppa Pig and all sorts, that you can read little stories about visits to the dentist. Mm-hmm. And just make it a fun place rather than a scary place to be.
When kids first start having a full set of teeth, baby teeth or milk teeth, yeah, I seem to call them, what things should we be making sure is happening in order to minimise the risk of coming in for lots more appointments?
Well, really, children should be, or we should be, brushing our children's teeth the moment the teeth start coming through. So starting good habits from day one, and children should be brushing their teeth for 2 minutes twice a day from a very early age, and up to the age of 7, actually, as parents, we should be brushing their teeth for them, because they haven't got the manual dexterity below the age of 7 to actually be doing a thorough job. So let them brush the teeth first, and then you brush the teeth afterwards. And it's really important to do a really good job at bedtime, because when the child's asleep at night time, or even as adults when we're asleep at night time, we have much less saliva in our mouths. So it's really important to have good clean teeth. Diet, again, it's a matter of developing really healthy habits from early on in life. So if to minimise the number of snacks that we're having, and when we do have snacks, you know, make it healthy snacks. It doesn't have to be sugary sweets all the time. It can be fresh fruit and vegetables, or grainy foods like bread and rice cakes. So we don't have to be grazing on sweet things all the time. Drinks as well, you know, fruit juice is fine maybe once a day with a meal, but between meals we don't need to be drinking sweet drinks all the time. Water or milk is perfectly good.
And what about bottles? Because I know that by having a bottle in your mouth, it can distort the teeth a little bit. What about that?
Under the age of 6 months, having a bottle doesn't distort the teeth, because obviously they'd be drinking from a bottle or a teat anyway. But when a child gets to about 6 months, they should really be try to wean them off a bottle, because if they're sucking through a teat or from a bottle, that sugar is, they tend to do it for long lengths of time as well, that sugar and the sweetness of those drinks is constantly on their teeth. So bottle wise if you can wean a child off a bottle at about 6 months old and just have a normal tippy cup to drink from, and again, dummies or soothers, as people call them, from a very early age, they're fine. But again, they need to be weaned off before the child starts to get the permanent teeth. And the same applies to thumb sucking as well, unfortunately.
I had exactly that when I was younger. Yeah. I sucked my thumb, and in the end I did have an overbite, yeah, because of it. And I've learnt that lesson. What about if we jump forward a few years, we've got a beautiful, sparkling set of milk teeth, baby teeth, and then they start to get wobbly and they start to fall out. What is the best way of dealing with that? Because there's the age-old tale of tying a string around the tooth and slamming a door. Should we be touching the teeth at all? How should we deal with wobbly teeth?
Well, wobbly teeth aren't a problem. It's quite exciting for children, actually, because they quite like wobbly teeth, because they, when they actually eventually fall out, they often get money from the tooth fairy. So maybe we're the ones that are worried about the wobbly teeth. It's a perfectly normal thing. They very rarely cause pain. So just the child, just to wobble it out in their own time, they don't cause any problems at all.
So we shouldn't need to be wiggling them out at all?
No, we shouldn't really need to be, unless your mum's a dentist and then she would enjoy to wiggle it out.
Yeah. And then once the teeth are coming through, we're reaching the end of primary school ages, is it just carrying on what they should have already learned in their younger years but doing it themselves?
They should, with supervision, be able to brush the teeth efficiently enough on their own, but obviously you can do spot checks on them occasionally just to make sure they're still doing a good job. And then as children get older, obviously, if you get the good habits about healthy snacks in them at an early age, as they get older and they're more able to obtain food on their own without your knowledge, that hopefully they still understand that a healthy snack is a better idea and that not to have them too frequently. Also, as they get a little bit older, between the ages of, say, 10 or 11, they can start to efficiently use a mouthwash on their own. If they're a little bit younger than that, you've got to supervise them because you don't want them to be swallowing the mouthwash. Yeah. But again, after school, when they've come home from school and had the snack, they can maybe have a fluoride mouthwash just to help protect the teeth.
Great advice there for kids sort of under the age of 11. But if people want to come and book an appointment for their child, if they haven't ever been to you, I presume they can just come and book an appointment at Roberts Harry.
Yeah, just ring up. And, you know, maybe as a family, it's good to start a family habit, because if children will do what they see their parents doing. So if they see the parents going to the dentist, the parents brushing the teeth, the parents eating healthily, you'll find that a child will copy that. So if we try to set a good example, it should all be good.
Roberts Harry Dental on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.